people the most in situations like that is they make the assumption they know what people want, what their goals and objectives are, and what drives them. It's a job, so people just want to make money, right? One of my best friends is an executive chef at a gourmet restaurant. He lives a life defined by culinary experiences. He cooks at home, he cooks at work, and I joke with him that his stove is never turned off. I, on the other hand, am entirely content to eat pizza 7 nights a week. The primary reason people cook is to eat. But why do some people love cooking intricate recipes, while others order takeout as often as possible? Different things drive different people, and what drives them is almost always on their minds, especially in the transactional context of an office. There's one central question that everybody, and all working organizations you will encounter, is constantly asking themselves. This question should be familiar to you because in all likelihood you have asked the same question. What's in it for me? How does this get me closer to my goals or objectives? Without a doubt, this is one of the keys to workplace conversation tactics and getting along with everyone. The problem with coworkers who have a tough time getting along with others is that they're completely clueless about the importance of this concern, or they simply overlook it. You don't have to structure and phrase every conversation to cater to other people's needs, but knowing versus not knowing their goals is the difference between fitting in anywhere and constantly overstepping.